So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, text number 20.
Итак, сегодня мы читаем Шримад Бхагаватам, песня 2, глава 3, текст 20.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Bile bhatoru krama vikramanye nashrinvatak karma pute narashya. Jivastati dur dadarike vasutta. Nachopagayat yurugaya gata. Bile batoru krama vikramanye.
Bile batoru krama vikramanye.
Nashrinvata karma pute narashya.
Nashrinvata karma pute narashya.
Jivatati dardarike vasuta. Nachopagayat yurugaya gata. Bile. Snake holes. But like. Urukrama. The Lord who acts marvelously. Vikraman. Prowess. Yea. All these. Na. Never. Shrinvata. Heard. Karmapute. The ear holes. Narashya. Of the man. Jiva. Tongue. Asati. Useless. Дардарика. Of the frogs. Eva. Exactly like that. Sutta. O Sutta Goswami. Na. Never. Cha. Also, upagayati, chants loudly. Urugaya, worth singing. Gata, songs. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead, and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes, and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. Purport. Devotional service to the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is the transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when the senses of the body are purified in relation with the Lord, and one can render service to the Lord with the help of all the senses. As such, the senses and the action of the senses are to be considered impure or materialistic as long as they are employed only in sense gratification. The purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification, but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor, who is part and parcel of the Lord, also has the same senses. Service to the Lord is the completely purified use of the senses as described in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord imparted instructions with full senses, and Arjuna received them with full senses, and thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and the disciple is possible only when the reception is submissive and real. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teaching of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses so that one can logically understand the great mission. In the impure state of a living being, the various senses are fully engaged in mundane affairs. If the ear is not engaged in the service of the Lord by hearing about him from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ears will be filled with some rubbish. Therefore, the messages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world very loudly. That is the duty of a pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak something to others because they are not trained to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom. They are all speaking nonsense, and people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of the world, and people of the world are also receiving it similarly. The people of the world should be taught to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord, and the devotees of the Lord must speak loudly so that they can hear. The frogs loudly croak, with the result that they invite the snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially meant for chanting the Vedic hymns and not for croaking like frogs. The word asati used in this verse is also significant. Asati means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns will be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting some mundane nonsense.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
So there's two kinds of tongues.
Итак, есть два типа языков.
Сати and асати.
Сати и асати.
Just like there is that very chaste devotee of the Lord, Sati.
Подобно тому, как благочестивый преданный Господа, Сати.
So Sati means chaste.
Сати означает благочестивый.
And Асати means unchaste.
И Асати означает неблагочестивый.
Unchaste means prostitute.
Неблагочестивый означает проститутка.
So our tongue can be Sati or it can be Асати.
Наш язык может быть сати или асати.
If the tongue is used to glorify the Lord,
Если язык используется для прославления
Господа, then the tongue is sati.
Тогда язык становится сати.
The tongue is used to vibrate all nonsense, rubbish.
Но если язык используется, чтобы вибрировать,
then it is prostitute, asati.
Он сравнивается с асати.
And if it is asati, what is the result?
Если он будет асати, в чем, каков будет результат?
This is a very nice example given by Prabhupada.
Prabhupada дал замечательный пример.
In the dark night, the snake is looking for something to eat.
Ночью змея ищет что-либо съесть.
You can't see anything in the dark night, you see.
В темной ночью ничего не видно.
But the snake, he has very good ears.
Но у змеи очень хороший слух.
And the croak, the frogs, they are croaking.
А лягушки квакают.
Ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра.
Ква-ква, ква-ква, ква-ква.
So, the snake, he hears that ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра.
И лягушка, и змея слышит эти звуки.
And he goes straight for that frog and roop, he eats that frog.
И направляется прямо на звук и съедает.
So, by the croaking of that toad, that frog,
так вот, квакая эта лягушка,
he is inviting his death.
Привлекает свою смерть.
He has no idea. He is thinking, oh, my croaking is very nice, you see.
У него нет никаких мыслей по этому поводу, но думает, я так прекрасно.
I have a wonderful croak. It is so beautiful. He's so proud of his croak, you know.
У меня такой прекрасный квак. Я так горжусь этим кваком.
Ка-ка-кра, 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 you see. He's very proud of his croak.
Она очень гордится своим кваканьем.
He doesn't realize the snake is getting ready.
И даже не осознает, что змея готова наброситься на нее.
So in this world we are doing our ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра. We are very proudly thinking, I'm croaking very nicely.
И в этом мире мы можем квакать, ква-ква-ква.
But we do not realize we are inviting death to come.
Мы не понимаем, что мы просто приглашаем свою смерть.
To eat us.
Съешь нас.
So if you do not want to become devoured by death, if you do not want to become devoured by death, eaten by death.
Если вы не хотите быть съедены, проглочены смертью.
If you do not want to invite death to come and kill you right now,
если вы не хотите пригласить смерть, чтобы она пришла и убила вас прямо сейчас,
then don't engage your tongue in vibrating nonsense.
Тогда никогда не занимайте свой язык в разговорах.
Do not make your tongue into a prostitute.
Не делайте свой язык, не превращайте его в
проститутку. Асати.
Асати.
Instead, you use your tongue to vibrate the glories of God.
Вместо этого используйте свой язык, чтобы прославлять Господа.
To sing beautiful Vedic hymns.
Воспевать прекрасные ведические гимны.
Just like this mantra, very beautiful Vedic hymn, you see.
К примеру, эта мантра удивительная.
Биле бутору крама викраманье нишинвата карма пате нарасья. Джива сати дару дарике васута начопегаят юругая гата. So beautiful Vedic hymn, you see. So in this way, if you use your tongue to vibrate Hare Krishna mantra,
таким образом, если так использовать свой язык, чтобы воспевать Hare Krishna mantra,
and beautiful shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita,
цитируя прекрасные шлоки из Бхагавад Гиты,
or the Shrimad Bhagavatam,
или Shrimad Bhagavatam,
or the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
или Chaitanya Charitamrita,
then you become eternal.
Таким образом вы станете
вечным. Just like here is a very nice mantra from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
К примеру, есть прекрасная мантра из Chaitanya Charitamrita.
It is spoken from the mouth of a very, very special devotee.
Она была произнесена устами одного удивительно прекрасного.
Actually, the most special of all the devotees.
В действительности, самого особенного среди всех.
You know that Radharani?
Знаете, yeah. Это Радхарани.
Yeah, she has given very nice mantra. Mana mora vamadina, jalavina yena mina, Krishna vina chane mariyaya, Madura harsha vadane, Manadrita Rasayane Krishna Trishna Dviguna Badaya. Very nice mantra. Radharani says that if I do not think of Krishna, then my impoverished mind dies immediately like a fish out of the water. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, my mind and my eyes are so pleased that my Krishna Trishna, my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. So this is very nice subject matter, you see. Instead of talking about Putin or something, you know, you can talk about Radharani's thirst for Krishna. How she increases her thirst for Krishna. Simply by taking darshan. You may say, well, how can I do that? It's very simple. Here is Krishna. You see this nice poster? This is Krishna. He is there in Goloka Vrindavan right now. And he's smiling at us from Goloka Vrindavan. Inviting us, come back to your eternal home. I'm waiting for you. Why are you loitering here in Kaliningrad? Come to my eternal home. Come to your eternal home. Be happy. There's no reason for you to be suffering here. Being born, getting old, getting sick, and dying. Birth after birth after birth after birth. Why are you torturing yourself like this? There's no reason to do this. You're my eternal devotee. You're not meant to be here suffering in this world. So if we study these wonderful messages of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then our tongue will be our greatest friend. Actually, Rupa Goswami says that devotional service, jivado, devotional service begins with the tongue.
Rupa Goswami говорит, что преданное служение начинается с языка.
Атакши Кришна намади набавад граям индрияй. Севон муке хи jivado свайам эва спадатьядаха. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says that no one can understand Krishna with his blunt, materially contaminated senses. But when he becomes spiritualized or Krishnaized, or spiritually saturated by engaging in devotional service, jiva do, beginning with the tongue, then the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, dham,
dhamma,
and teachings of that all amazing personality who is all powerful, all beautiful, completely renounced, unlimitedly wealthy. Unlimitedly knowable, unlimited in wisdom. and unparalleled in fame person named Lord Shri Krishna becomes revealed to him. So, if you simply properly engage your tongue, then Krishna becomes revealed. Prabhupada personally told me, he said that if you will engage yourself with full sincerity of attitude 24 hours a day in Krishna's service, he said Krishna will personally reveal himself to you. And he'll answer all of your questions. I used to write Prabhupada so many questions, so many letters, I asked so many questions of Prabhupada. He could see that I was very inquisitive. I had many, many questions. So he gave me some very nice advice how I could, how Krishna would come and answer all of my questions. So this is a very, very nice process. We have to take it very seriously. And if you do so, this will be your last birth in this material world. Krishna guarantees, Punar Janmana Vidyate, they never take birth again. So you can finish up your repetition of birth and death in this very lifetime. If you're very serious to surrender to Krishna, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master means just like a doctor. He's the one who gives you the medicine you need to get well. If you had a doctor, then every time you went, he said, "Oh, you're doing very nicely. You're very wonderful. You're very nice." He just flatters you every time you go to see the doctor. He never tells you that you're sick. He never tells you you're sick.
Если доктор приходит и говорит больному, о, ты прекрасен, но никогда не говорит доктор.
Would that be a very good doctor? He always says, "Oh, you are very nice." He gives you a nice pat on the back. "Oh, you are very, very nice." He flatters you, you see. The doctor only flatters you. He never tells you you're sick.
Доктор, который все время похлопывает нас по плечу и говорит, все хорошо, прекрасно выглядишь, и никогда не говорит, что мы больны.
Would that be a very good doctor?
Разве это хороший доктор?
No.
Нет.
The doctor has to say, "You have a very bad disease."
Доктор, это тот, кто говорит, у тебя серьезная опасность.
And you must take this medicine.
Ты должен принять вот это лекарство.
Otherwise, you will die very soon.
В противном случае, ты очень скоро.
The doctor has to give you he has to tell you that you're sick and he has to give you the medicine. So that is the bona fide spiritual master. He doesn't just flatter you, "Oh, you are very nice, you are very, very nice." No, he actually says, "You are a rascal. You have this disease, you are envious of God. And here is a medicine to cure yourself," you see. That is the bona fide spiritual master. He comes to free you of the disease of your heart. I give you the medicine of Harinam and transcendental knowledge and the diet of Krishna Prasad. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Вот, что приоритетней, прочитать 16 кругов, либо, если есть возможность, успевать преданными?
What is the best, to chant 16 rounds or the sing with devotees holy name?
Sing with the devotees the whole day?
Holy name.
Or just sing
chant
holy
with
name.
Devotees or chant just on japa beats?
The point is to come to Шуданам. That's the point.
Смысл в том, что мы должны прийти к Шудханаме.
You have to discipline your life in such a way that you can become a Шуданам chanter.
Нужно дисциплинировать свою жизнь таким образом, чтобы мы могли воспевать Шудханаму.
So how does one do that?
Как же достичь этого?
By following the orders of the spiritual master.
Следуя наставлениям духовного учителя.
So the spiritual master's order is you must chant every day at least 16 rounds.
Духовный учитель говорит, по крайней мере, ты должен повторять 16 кругов каждый день.
And you must do kirtan as much as possible.
А также как можно больше воспевать.
It's not that you can neglect your rounds, oh, I'm doing kirtan.
Это не так, что мы отвергаем, пренебрегаем 16 кругами и говорим, ну просто буду воспевать киртан.
And it's not that you can avoid the kirtan, thinking I'm chanting extra rounds.
И не так, что мы просто будем петь, думаем, буду петь киртан, вместо того, чтобы.
So you must do both.
Нужны необходимы две вещи.
You must chant at least 16 rounds every day.
Вы должны повторять по крайней мере 16 кругов ежедневно.
And you must do kirtan as much as possible.
А также воспевать киртан.
And then you will become a chanter of the pure name. You will realize Krishna. You will see Krishna by following the spiritual master's orders. Do not concoct your own new version of bhakti yoga. Follow the system given by Prabhupada. And you will become perfect. Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Ваша божественная милость, пожалуйста, скажите, какие блага может получить преданный, который посещает Мангала Арати и Гуру Пуджу?
Your divine grace, dear Maharaj, tell us, please, what the value and what gift can receive the person who attend Mangala Arati?
Yes. What is the benefit or gift that one can receive by attending Mangal Arati? Now, if one can attend Mangal Arati with other devotees, that's the best thing. If you're not able to attend Mangal Arati with other devotees, then you can have your own personal Mangal Arati at home.
Если вы не можете посещать Мангаларти с другими преданными, вы можете провести Мангаларти в своем.
Which means that you sing their Gavastakam prayers.
Что значит, вы можете воспевать.
And you offer some arati, incense, flower, like that.
Предложить арати, благовония.
So what is the benefit of them?
И каково благо от всего этого?
The Gavastakam prayers are written by a great pure Vaishnava Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Молитва Гурваштака была составлена великим вайшнавским ачарьем Вишванатхом Чакраварти Такуром.
Along with the eight prayers, he has given a ninth prayer as well.
И с этими вместе восьми молитвами он дал еще одну.
In this ninth prayer, he answers your question.
И в этой девятой молитве он отвечает на ваш вопрос.
He says that one who regularly chants this during the Brahma Muhurta, the early morning hour.
Он говорит, тот, кто регулярно повторяет в Брахма Мухурту в ранние часы.
Upon leaving his body, he will achieve the direct service of Lord Shri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
Момент смерти, оставляя тело, он непосредственно достигнет Голоки Вриндаваны и лотосной стороны.
So, what kind of body would you like in your next life?
Так какого блага вы хотите получить в конце своей жизни?
Собака?
Стать собакой?
Свинья?
Свиньей?
Верблюд?
Верблюдом?
Ас? Добре, осел? What kind of body you want in your next life?
Какое тело вы хотите получить
следующее? Or do you want your swarup in Golok?
Или хотите обрести свою сварупу?
In any one of five primary rasas.
В пяти изначальных расах.
What do you want when you leave your body? Where do you want to wake up?
Что вы хотите?
In the womb of a hog mother, свинья.
В теле свиньи в доме матери.
Are you going to wake up in Goloka Vrindavan?
Или проснуться на Голоке Вриндаван?
If you want to wake up in Goloka Vrindavan.
Если вы проснетесь на Голоке Вриндаване.
Then observe this Mangala Arati every day. Along with chanting 16 rounds and following the four principles.
Вместе с воспеванием 16 кругов, исследованием.
No illicit sex.
Принципом. Никакого незаконного секса.
Some devotees are now trying to introduce into ISKCON that actually, no, it is not no illicit sex, it's no sex life out of marriage.
Некоторые преданные пытаются даже в ИСККОН представить это таким образом, что...
But they should not change Prabhupada's teachings.
Что только... Если мы в законном браке, то это не является незаконным сексом.
Prabhupada said no illicit sex.
Но Прабхупада сказал, утверждал,
Even in married life, he said, married life is not a license for unrestricted sex pleasure.
Нет незаконному сексу внутри законного брака.
Prabhupada explains that for grihasthas who want to have children, after getting the blessings of their spiritual master, and after both husband and wife both chanting at least 50 rounds of japa, once in a month, just after the woman's menstrual cycle,
вскоре после менструального цикла женщины,
they can have sex.
Они могут заняться сексом.
Once in a month only.
Один раз в
сезон. After 50 rounds.
После того, как прошли.
And any other sex beside that in married life is illicit.
Если это происходит по-другому, то такая жизнь половая называется запрещенной.
This idea is being forgotten in ISKCON. Therefore, I've written one paper that describes. It's called Spiritual Perfection in the Household of Life. I've written an essay to describe in full detail with all the quotes from Prabhupada's instructions. And if somebody would like, if anybody wants a copy of that, send me an email, I'll send you a copy. Somebody can translate it into Russian also. It's a very important essay that describes all the quotes from Prabhupada's letters and his lectures, his instructions, where he specifically states exactly what it means, no illicit sex life within married life.
Подчеркивают важность и следование принципам и конкретно о незаконном сексе.
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Скажите, как должен вести себя преданный, если он подвергается оскорблению, особенно от непреданных?
How a devotee must behave when he somebody offends him.
Tadnarapisanichena Tarorapisahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should think himself lower than the straw in the street.
Человек должен считать себя ниже соломы, лежащей и валяющейся на улице.
He should be more tolerant than a tree.
Он должен быть терпеливее, чем дерево.
He should be ready to offer all respects to others, even if they're very offensive towards him. And what is the benefit? Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam. And you can constantly chant Hare Krishna. You can constantly relish the sweet mellows of bhakti within your heart at every minute. So it's worth it. It's really, being humble is really worth it. It pays off. It pays off big time. The humble person is the most powerful and wealthy and opulent person. Why? Because he possesses Krishna. Krishna becomes his personal property. So be humble. Think, actually, they are not offending me. They are simply the messengers sent by Krishna to deliver to me my own past sinful reactions.
Это просто посланники Кришны, которые пришли, чтобы освободить меня от моих прошлых греховных поступков.
So they are not offending me.
Они не оскорбляют меня.
It's some apparat that I committed in the past.
Это апаратка, которую я совершил в моем прошлом.
And now they are giving me, delivering me the reaction. They are the DHL man for my reaction.
И теперь они почтальоны, которые принесли мне эту реакцию.
That's why Christ, when they were crucifying him,
как, к примеру, Христос, которого распяли,
instead of being angry and cursing them,
вместо того, чтобы гневаться и проклинать тех, кто его распинал,
he prayed to Krishna,
он молился Кришне,
my dear father,
мой дорогой отец,
please forgive them,
пожалуйста, прости их,
because they do not know what they are doing,
поскольку они не ведают, что творят.
So if somebody offends you, you should say, Krishna, please forgive them. Please forgive them.
Поэтому мы должны молиться и просить Кришну, пожалуйста, прости их, прости, если кто-то нас оскорбляет.
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Можно уточнение по семейной жизни? Вот интересно, если семья уже была создана до того, как один из ее членов пришел в сознание Кришны, то есть получается, один в семье преданный, а другой не преданный, то как в этом случае поступать? Потому что невозможно следовать этим принципам.
About the family life, when for example, one member of the family came to the Krishna consciousness and how to follow all these principles, when one part of the family don't want to follow.
You have to be a little bit aloof from the mundane family members.
Вы должны несколько быть отстранённы до определённой степени от семейных таких отношений.
В каком смысле?
What do you mean, aloof?
Well, if they want to eat meat, you're not going to eat meat.
К примеру, если члены семьи хотят есть мясо, едят его, вы не должны его есть.
If they want to drink liquor, you're not going to drink liquor.
Если они хотят пить алкоголь, вы не должны его пить.
You have to be different.
Вы должны отличаться от них.
You have to assert yourself. That I'm not taking liquor, I'm not taking meat, I'm not going to participate in these things anymore.
Вы должны быть для себя убеждены, что я не буду есть строго.
In other words,
мясо, не буду пить это так.
You have to be bold.
Вы должны быть решимы, твёрды.
Don't let them dictate to you that you have to do nonsense.
Не позволяйте, чтобы вам диктовали.
Actually, you should become the leader in that family now.
Вы должны быть действительно лидером в этой семье.
Devotee is meant to be a leader. Wherever a devotee is, he is meant to be the leader.
Преданный предназначен, чтобы быть лидером, каким бы преданным он ни был.
If the wife is a devotee and the husband is a non-devotee, then the wife should become leader.
Если жена преданная, а муж нет, то жена должна быть лидером.
Whatever relationships one has, if one is with non-devotees, you should become the leader in that situation. Instead of them telling you what to do, you tell them what to do. Krishna will help you. Krishna is the supreme leader. And if you're the representative of Krishna, then you must also be the leader.
Если вы представитель Кришны, то вы тоже должны быть лидером.
So you take charge now.
Вы должны позаботиться об этих людях.
You tell everyone else what to do.
Вы должны сказать всем, что они должны делать.
And then you can make them devotees.
И тогда вы сделаете, превратите их в преданных.
Но обычно мужчины не очень любят, когда женщина становится лидером.
Usually the men don't like when the women try to be a leader.
That's true. That's true. Too bad. Actually, Prabhupada says a woman can give up if a non-devotee husband wants to engage her in all nonsense, she can give up such a husband, Prabhupada says.
Prabhupada говорил, если непреданный супруг заставляет вас заниматься всякого рода глупостями, нужно отвергнуть его.
Prabhupada says she should not remarry, but she can give up that husband.
Он сказал, что вы должны оставить такого супруга.
Should not remarry. But she doesn't have to live under the direction of a rascal husband. She can give up that nonsense.
Вы не должны выходить замуж за такого если уже он есть, оставить негодяя.
There are women in our movement like that who have nonsense, non-devotee husbands. They're very strong. The husband just has to go along with it because the wife is so strong. He has no choice but to just go along with it.
Я знаю женщин, которые очень сильны духовно в нашем движении, и у них мужья не были преданными, но поскольку жены были очень решительные, они либо оставались одни.
He doesn't like it. That's a fact. He doesn't like it. But he has to learn to live with it. The wife is gonna tell him what to do.
Жена должна, может быть, если.
And she goes along with him on, on things that are not illicit.
Если жена решительная и сильна духовно, она может жить с мужем.
But when it comes to the principles, she's very strong. She never deviates.
Но в отношении принципов она должна быть всегда очень сильна.
So that is a liberated woman, you see.
Такого рода женщина, она освобожденная.
She doesn't follow the dictates of a rascal husband.
Так, то не следует советам и наставлениям.
She's kind to him, she serves him, she gives, in many ways she gives her love to him, but she doesn't agree to break the principles with him.
Она добра и почтительно по отношению к мужу, она стольким образом может служить ему, но она никогда не соглашается нарушать принципы.
That is real love, you see.
Вот такова истинная, настоящая любовь.
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Хорошо, скажите, пожалуйста, вы говорили о смирении, а как его развивать в себе? И не могли бы сказать, что такое смирение?
The question about the humbleness. What does it mean? How to develop humbleness?
Humility or humbleness means is that Lord Chaitanya explains you offer all respect to others without expecting any respect in return. That's all.
Смирение объяснил нам Господь Читания, это выражать почтение всем и каждому, не ожидая взамен почтения к себе.
I respect you.
Я уважаю вас.
Whether you respect me or not, I still respect you. That is humility.
Но даже если вы меня не уважаете, я все-таки уважаю вас. Это есть смирение.
You understand?
Вы понимаете? Yeah.
Questions more?
Еще вопросы.
Как развивать его в себе?
And how to develop?
You just do it.
Просто нужно делать это и все.
If you just have to practice it.
Нужно практиковать смирение.
If you have some hateful thought in your mind towards a devotee,
если у вас есть какие-то,
or towards anyone,
нехорошие мысли,
you just say this hateful thought is nonsense.
Все эти мысли это просто глупости.
I have to appreciate this devotee.
Я должен ценить, оценивать должным образом преданного.
You have to always see the good qualities.
Вы должны всегда видеть хорошие качества.
Everyone has a combination of good and bad qualities.
Каждый фактически, практически это комбинация хороших и плохих
but
качеств.
But devotee means the one who sees the good qualities.
Но преданный это тот, кто видит хорошее.
So you have to see what is good and lovable and respectable about this person.
Он видит, он пытается увидеть, что же есть хорошего и достойного почтения в этой жизни.
And meditate on that aspect.
И медитирует на этот аспект.
That's how you become humble.
Это то, как вы можете стать.
Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что нам может помочь отрегулировать нашу жизнь, быть более эффективным в преданном служении?
How to regulate our life to be more effective in devotional service?
Yes, get up every morning before. How to regulate your lives to become more effective in devotional service? Rise up early morning before the sunrise.
Встаньте пораньше до восхода солнца.
Chant 16 rounds before the sunrise every day.
Повторяйте 16 кругов до восхода солнца каждый день.
And if you do that, your day will be very, very regulated in Krishna consciousness.
Если вы будете это делать, то ваша жизнь, день будет очень урегулирован.
Because you'll be spiritually surcharged.
Сколько вы зарядитесь духовно.
Completely surcharged with bhakti before you begin your day with complete surcharge of bhakti.
Полностью зарядитесь бхакти, начиная свой день.
And then Krishna will give you the intelligence.
И затем Кришна даст вам разум.
Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam putti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupiyanti te. Bhagavad Gita 10:10. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Bhagavad Gita 10:10, 10th verse, 10th stih, Krishna говорит, для тех, кто с преданностью поклоняются мне, я даю разум, с помощью которого они могут прийти ко мне.
So by putting yourself completely in that mood of bhakti to begin your day.
Нужно полностью погрузить себя в умонастроение бхакти в начале.
Krishna will give you the intelligence how to manage your time expertly in his service.
И Кришна даст нам разум, как совершенным образом устроить, распланировать весь день.
It's not difficult.
Это не сложно.
Simply you have to get up and chant those rounds early in the morning every day.
Просто нужно проснуться и повторить все свои круги рано утром.
And never neglect it.
И никогда этим не пренебрегать.
It's more important than eating.
Это важнее, чем даже еда.
Take your japa that seriously and your whole life will become very, very well regulated.
Примите воспевание джапу именно с такой серьезностью, вся ваша жизнь станет совершенной.
Questions more?
Еще вопросы.
Я прошу Махараджа развеять сомнения моего беспокойного, несмиренного ума. Вы вчера сказали, ну, что я являюсь духовным учителем для многих, даже для тех, кто не знает об этом. Ну, может ли так гуру говорить?
I have a doubt about your words. Yesterday you said in lecture that
Еще раз, я.
С самого начала?
Нет. Что Махарадж сказал?
Махарадж сказал, что я являюсь духовным учителем на всей земле, даже для тех, кто не знает об этом.
Yesterday you told that I am a guru for even for those who don't know about this, that I am a guru for them. Can the spiritual master tell like this?
Yes.
Да.
Because what I am, the teachings that I am giving are the universal knowledge for the whole world.
Поскольку учение, которое я даю, оно является вселенским, предназначено для всего мира.
So any spiritual master who is giving the bona fide knowledge coming from Krishna.
Любой духовный учитель, кто дает знания.
He's a spiritual master for the whole world. That's a fact. Can be myself or any of my God brothers. It doesn't matter. It's the same principle. Anyone who is giving this knowledge, he's a spiritual master for the whole world. Prabhupada confirms that the Brahmana, in his books, Prabhupada said, the Brahmana is the spiritual master of the entire human society. So what I'm saying is completely true.
Поэтому то, что я сказал, абсолютно истина.
All of the ISKCON gurus, they are the spiritual master for the whole world.
Да, другие гуру также могут приехать, но они тоже.
Because this knowledge is perfect.
Учителя всего мира.
This knowledge would deliver the whole world. Simply they have to take to it, that's all.
Просто нужно взять это знание.
Does that defeat your doubt?
Это разрешило ваше сомнение.
Okay. Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Хорошо, на этом мы закончим.
Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan Maharaj ki
jai.
Mataji Vishnu Priya ki
jai.